This is Morning Edition. A group of younger North Carolina lawmakers say they want to come together across party lines. Republicans and Democrats in the State House and Senate say they're forming a new millennial caucus. But as Jess Clark reports, the group has had to stretch its definition of millennial.
It's being called a political crisis. Partisanship is the worst it's been in decades. A few North Carolina legislators think they might have a solution: building a political coalition based on their shared youth. Charlotte Democratic Representative Chaz Beasley is 31 years old and one of the chairs of the new North Carolina Future Caucus.
As we know, it's critical in this current time that we have more bipartisanship and that we're willing to work across the aisle. And we also know that it is tremendously important that people who are going to be the future of our state feel like they have ownership in what we're doing.
The state's Future Caucus is one of 20 around the country that have been formed since 2014 as part of the Millennial Action Project. Millennials are people born between 1981 and 2000, or people who may have come of age when this song topped the charts.
So baby, give me that, and let me get that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24.
Stokes County Republican Representative Kyle Hall was only 11 when R. Kelly brought that remix fresh out the kitchen. Now, age 25, Hall is the state's youngest lawmaker.
And I think that one good thing about this caucus that we have established here is giving us that open dialogue. Chaz Beasley and I don't necessarily agree on every single issue that's in the General Assembly.
But Hall says he thinks he and Beasley can come together around certain issues: tax reform, job building, and education funding. Hall and Beasley are two of just 12 North Carolina lawmakers who truly fall into the millennial category, 12 out of 270. Millennial Action Project founder Stephen Olicara helped create caucuses in a number of states. He says they had to stretch the age limit up to 45 in North Carolina.
I think we chose 45 in this state because we wanted a critical mass of members. And in some states where there are more 30-somethings or 20-somethings, we can lower the age.
Even with the extended age limit, one of the Millennial Caucus's co-chairs, Jay Chaudhry, turned 47 this year. When he was a teenager, the top 40 had a lot more George Michael.
Now, I will confess to you that I am not a millennial. I am a member of the Gen X generation. But there is a reason that I have a vested interest in making sure that we established the North Carolina Future Caucus.
Chaudhry says he has a lot of millennials in his urban Wake County district, but young people are less likely to vote or run for office. Nationwide, even though millennials make up the largest generation of voters, they account for just 5% of membership in state legislatures. An even tinier percentage of lawmakers are millennial women. North Carolina, for example, doesn't have a single millennial woman lawmaker. Millennial Action Project founder Stephen Olicara says future caucuses in other states are already working against the partisan narrative. He notes future caucuses have brought Republicans and Democrats together to pass legislation around ride-sharing technology, entrepreneurship, and higher education.
And now we're even seeing bipartisan coalition building on nonpartisan redistricting, on climate change, on issues that typically you would think are partisan, tribalistic. Even our members are now being able to find generational alignment.
North Carolina's Future Caucus hasn't met yet. Representative Beasley says he sent out invitations to 25 lawmakers asking them to join. He hopes to begin their work before next year's short session. Hey, there might even be an after party. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
We bring them both together. We got juking all night. Then after the show,